Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn. Giving a microphone, dress, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Here we go today. I think I have something for a lot of people today. At least I hope I do. And this is about on your journey. And this is about something that happens to us all. I mean, what happens to all of us from time to time when we get discouraged? What happens to all of us when we feel like quitting? What happens to all of us when we have that turn back moment? What happens to all of us when it don't seem like it's gonna pan out? Because I want you to understand something, that everyone, every single living soul has those thoughts about something at some point in their life. I mean, you know, look, I've oftentimes been discouraged about things not happening as fast as I'd like them, or things don't pan out the way I would like for them to have panned out. I mean, there's so many ways to get discouraged. But what my encouragement to you is, when discouragement comes, is understand this. It is a part of the growth process. It is a test. It is a test of your faith. How bad you want it? Do you really believe? That's all faith is. It's simply, and I've said this how many times, faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. So when discouragement comes, setbacks comes, it is a test of your faith. At least it's been that way for me. Now, other people can explain it another way. I'm not other people. I can only give it to you the way it's come to me and throughout my life. And man, oh, man, oh, man, discouragement sometimes is tough to deal with. Because it seems at times when you are discouraged that is so absolute that this means the end. And if you allow it to set in, it can be just that, the end of you, when merely it was a test. That's all it is. But the majority of people that I know who are not successful or who have told me the story of how they gave up, it was because at a moment of discouragement that they allowed it to set in And it became so engulfing that it became the reason why you shouldn't finish. And then they started justifying it with, hear the one that I hate to hear. Well, if it's God's will, excuse me, if it's God's will that you fail, if it's God's will that you're not successful, if it's God's will that you lay down and give up, it's God's will that you allow yourself to amount to not reach your potential, that's God's will. That's not the God I know. That's not the God I serve. That's not the God I've read about. That's not the God I believe in. I'm sorry. My mother always taught me something, that he didn't bring me this far to leave me. I just don't believe that. Not for a second. Now, have I convinced myself of some things? Yep. Have I allowed the devil to come into the picture and paint a different one for me? Yep. Yep, I've done all of that. But you can't blame that on God now. Come on. So when discouragement comes, try to look at it, if you can, as a test of your faith. And you merely have to pass the test. It could be for a day, a half a day, a few hours, a week, a few weeks. It don't matter. Don't nobody know how long the test period is. Your job is to keep the faith and keep moving. Keep the faith and keep moving. Keep working. Keep believing. Keep hope alive. That's your job. If you do that, that's how you pass the test. It could be over tomorrow. It could be over in 2 weeks. It could be over in a month. You don't know. But all you got to do is wake up and keep the faith and fight the discouraging feelings. And how do you do that, Steve? Now, here we go. This is the part I know about for sure. Because how many times I've had to fight off discouragement in order to get to where God wanted me to be. What do you do when you become discouraged? Well, here's a series of things I do. I think of the outcome. When I get discouraged about a task, I think about the outcome. Man, what would it be like if I were to complete the task? What would it be like, man? What would the outcome be for me if I hung on in there, if I didn't give up? I imagine if I don't give up, what would it be like? Man, suppose everything I'm hoping for comes true. But if I don't quit and give up, that might just be the case. I start talking to myself like that. I think of what the upside is. What's the upside to staying with it? You see, all this is the same thing. I'm just giving you different ways to look at it. I'm saying the exact same thing over and over, but I'm just trying to find the switch that connects in your mind where you can say, okay, man, I'm gonna hang in there. Because if you think of the outcome and the outcome is appealing to you, if you imagine what it would be like if you don't give up or you don't quit, if you think only of what the upside is to staying with it, and then I go, where can this lead to? If I stay with it, man, and the outcome comes true, where else could that lead me to? Because, I mean, there's always more to it. So where else could this lead me to? What are the possibilities, man? What are the limitless possibilities? What could God possibly have in store for me if I just hang in there, if I pass this test of faith, if I just pass this test? Now, it ain't going to be the only one, but you got to get past this one, though. Then you're going to hit a smooth plane. Then it's going to be another one. It's going to be another one. Life ain't nothing but a series of tests, man. Man, when you're thinking about giving up, when you're discouraged, think of the outcome. Imagine what it would be like if you don't quit, if you don't give up. What's the upside to staying with it? Where can this all lead to? What can this get you to? If you do this and you get to where you think you want to be, oh, my God, what's after that? What are the limitless and endless possibilities of holding on to your faith? what could really be out there for me, man, if I just pass this test? You got to talk yourself into hanging in there. And sometimes it ain't nobody talking to you about hanging in there but you. But that's good enough, because God has a blessing for you. God's got a blessing with your name on it. God has packages bundled up with your name on it. He got blessings just in boxes with your name on it, man. I want all of mine shipped. I'll be on Faith Street waiting there to receive. I'm just believing he's shipping stuff. But if you keep moving from the address of faith, if you keep getting off Faith Street, where you want these packages to go? They got your name on it, and it's based on your faith. But if you keep moving on Doubt Avenue and Ain't No Way Boulevard, and the package get delivered only to Faith Street, what you keep moving off Faith Street for? Come on, man. You can't give up. You can't give up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Let's stop playing around. This is the baddest morning show in the world.
Yep,
you go
team.
Listen to something else, but you can't get this over here. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning to you.
Do you hear me, Junior?
Morning, everybody.
J. Anthony Brown.
Watch out there now. What?
And my Ace Boom Coon Buzzard back, buddy. We go back like Cadillac seat. Nephew Tommy.
Yay, yay. We in the building.
We all up in here. What's going on? Everything good? Everybody recovered?
Yeah, man.
Senate done passed the tax bill. Boo.
Yeah, right.
Boo.
Ooh, I'm going to go down there and take whatever advantage I can.
Oh, it did help you.
I don't know if it did or not, but I think we're damn sure finna see.
We're going to see in a minute.
I'm going to fill out the paperwork just like they said.
I know some people who didn't care because they ain't paying taxes no damn way. It don't matter. It don't matter if they passed it or not.
How you don't pay your taxes, though, man?
That's a lot of people don't pay taxes.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah,
it's
a lot of people.
I ain't getting in that kind of trouble.
Tommy, it's a whole lot of people don't pay taxes.
Refuse to pay them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They ain't got no sign that they exist. Mm-hmm.
But our taxes are complicated over here anyway.
It's very complicated.
They say you go to other countries and it takes like 10 minutes to fill out the tax form.
Yeah, you go to Dubai and it's real simple.
Ain't none. Yeah, well, okay.
Ain't no taxes in Dubai?
Not a dollar. You make $10 million, you get $10
million. You need to be a resident of Dubai.
I need to get over there.
Well, that's what happens to your paycheck when you look at it.
But I have known people who like teachers and stuff, mm-hmm. who've gone over there to live and teach and stuff, and they love it.
Oh, yeah, they won't come
back.
In Dubai?
Yeah, they won't come back.
No, man, Dubai is my favorite city.
Wow, I want to get there.
First of all, the crime, 0.67.
I like that.
Zero what?
0.67.
That means none.
That mean they leave their dough open. That's what that mean.
Dog, the butler we had, I said, he came the next month.
Wait, excuse me, what now?
He act like that ain't nothing, though. He act like that ain't nothing. Go ahead, man. Keep talking.
Say it again, Steve.
We had a guy working.
Steve, it's okay. You're rich. It's okay.
It's
own
okay
it.
It's okay to be rich.
You're
Steve.
Blessed. We're all blessed, but you're blessed. Go ahead. It's all right.
I need to hang out with rich people so I can tell these stories.
Sick of all
I got to stop and repeat what I said.
Go ahead.
That's just out the damn question.
It's okay to be
come
rich.
Come on. So your butler did what?
Was this your butler or your butler's butler, Steve?
The butler got a butler?
The butler left the door open at night. Now, I came downstairs early in the morning. I'm having coffee, and I see the door with a little, like, bean bag in the door. I said, yo, my man, see, you can't have my fam up in here and go out at night and leave the door open. Mr. Harvey, there is nothing that is going to happen here to you. Everyone knows who you are. We know you are here. There is no crime.
Wow.
No one is here. We are watching you so closely. There is no fear.
And then the butler cussed the butler's butler out.
But let me explain something to you. I'm going to need you to lock that damn door, though. I got all that you saying, but the hood in me.
Need you to lock that door.
So the next night, he left the door open again. Hold
that story, Steve. We're going to come back with Junior's Truth Be Told in part two of Steve's Dubai story.
With the butler.
Yeah, we'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up, Junior's Truth Be Told. But before we get to it, part two of Steve's Dubai story. This was interesting.
Well, next night, the butler, he leaves the door open again. Mm-hmm. Now, but I'm down there that night, and I go out there, and I take the beanbag out the door, and I shut the door and locked it. He came back the next morning. He was just laughing. You do not believe, do you? And the butler's name was Steve.
Oh, really?
He said, you do not believe, do you? It is okay. Nothing is going to happen to you. Mr. Harvey, believe me when I tell you, you are beyond safe here.
Wow.
You are so protected. Everyone knows who you are. Why have they come for him? Who is coming? No one. Mm. I had the same thing in Maldives. I told dude not to leave the dome. He said, excuse me? Where are they going? Sir, we are on an island that you can walk around in 22 minutes. Door to your door.
Yeah. Wow.
He said, who is coming and where are they going? There is no way to leave. Oh. Why would you steal?
Yeah. And get caught and, yeah, wow.
Go where?
I see you.
We're going to catch you.
Yeah, we see you.
Yeah.
I'm with you though, Steve. I'm locking that door.
Yeah.
It would take a minute too. For that to get out of me. Yeah. Is that comfortable.
Lock the door with a chair up there. Yeah.
No, pop bottle.
With a pop bottle.
I line pop bottles up. That way, even if you get in, I'm going to hear something.
All right, Junior. Time for Truth Be Told. Yeah. What you got?
In that same vein, let me just say this. I got a phone call over the weekend, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not using no name, but they said, hey, we need you to pray for so-and-so. Now, we've been praying for so-and-so about 11 years. And I'm just saying, since I don't see no change.
In so-and-so.
In so-and-so. Truth be told, can't we quit this prayer? I just want to know, because I'm tired of getting on my knees asking something clearly that's not going to happen. I just want to know, how long do we have to keep this prayer going?
Does this have anything to so-and-so getting off something? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but they back, though. They was off 2 days, Jay. Back in custody.
Wow.
Now, how come we got to keep praying is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah,
that's all I want to know. Why you am know, I going Julia, down here? Huh?
You know, I know you don't agree with this, but
yeah.
I'm kind of the mindset that I don't really like praying for people that don't want prayer.
That don't clearly don't want it.
I really just have a problem with that.
You always say that, Steve.
There's so many things I could be talking to the Lord about that I won't.
I done pushed off my house I want for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The new car I've been asking love, I done put on hold because we got to keep praying for him.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, John.
I do speak to the Lord. Do you think the Lord gets tired of hearing that person's name?
The Lord already know what I'm coming down here for.
That is the Lord's child.
One more time by Robert. If you ask me one more time.
Let me hear Robert's name one more time. But hold on, I didn't been
you
on three-way.
Let me say something, Jay.
I've been on three-way phone calls with my head down, eyes closed, praying for this fool. We done did the church. We done been altar call. We done all been on the knee for him.
Uh-huh.
No, we done prayed at devotion, everything. If he clearly not want this prayer, shouldn't I have the right to stop?
I'm with you on that. I am of the mindset that there are a lot of family members that just ain't worth a damn.
Soon as I got the phone call, you know, he went back to jail. When? Just last night. We need to pray. I'm not praying this time.
We all got family members like that, right, Steve? Don't you have family members like that?
Hell yeah.
But clearly, I'm like, well, I said, clearly there's some stuff I could be praying for myself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ask for yourself.
Man.
I stopped praying for Charles 30 years ago.
Who is Charles?
Oh, my God.
My cousin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know him too. Your cousin too, Tommy?
Yes,
I stopped 30 years ago. At church. He left church and went and stole
something. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I'm saying, oh, man, this dude right here, man.
He, what?
Yeah.
Who does that? Really?
Hold up. Shirley, we playing in a church league, playing basketball. We get through playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The bishop of our church was the coach. We had a cold. We had a squad though. We could beat all. We could beat industrial teams. That's how cold we were. He would get through, and go and arm rob stores.
Wow.
Man. And then be at church the next morning.
So you can't
when they
him.
Busted him, he confessed to 27 armed robberies.
You can't. Whoa. You
can't 27. Stick up kid. Stick up kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cannot pray.
With my but prayer. with a blank gun. It didn't have real, but just a blank gun.
Mm-hmm.
27 robberies. Oh, no. They only caught him on this one. He got in there and got scared and said he confessed to all 27. They had been
stupid.
Looking.
They ain't even asking about them other.
Why is we praying?
Why is we praying for him? Why is we praying for y'all?
Why is we kin to him? That's all I kept
saying. Can't pick your family members.
No, you can't. No.
Cannot.
It was so ugly, man. It was so ugly.
Embarrassing.
Every family's got them, though. Every family.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, we all do.
I like to call them, damn, here they come.
That's their name.
Damn, here they come.
Damn, here they come.
But,
damn.
You know, I know you don't like.
Well, damn.
I know you don't like company and stuff, Jay, but you do have your family over for the holidays stuff, right?
No, none at all. Huh? No. I don't like company.
I know you don't like company, but.
No, no.
We'll, but your relatives,
no,
Jay?
We can go somewhere and eat. That way everybody can leave and go home. No. No.
Hey, put your dish in the sink and go get on my couch.
Have your relatives ever been over your house?
One time, but that's all right.
One
that's
time? One time, Jay.
One time.
Like, you got a lot of relatives come to your house on Christmas?
Oh, I couldn't do
well,
that.
Well, you know, I have, you know, my immediate family comes, all my kids and their kids, you know, we like that.
You like
but
that?
But them extra, yeah, my
I
kids and their kids, yeah, my kids and the grandkids, that's a cool thing.
I love company.
Now, anybody else, man? Mm-mm.
All right, coming up next, the nephew has his Run That Prank back.
I ain't on the welcoming committee at the door.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national headlines. And you know, every day it's always something. Mm-hmm. But right now it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
Job offer, Shirley. Huh? Job offer. I'm gonna run that thing back. That job offer. Here it go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a William, William, please.
Yes, this is William.
Hi, William. My name is Daniel. I'm with the Employment Agency.
Oh, yes. How's it going?
Okay, I'm pretty good. You actually came in a couple of weeks and filled out some forms.
Yeah, I did. I did.
You're seeking employment, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Well, listen, I got a few things here I'd like to go over. If you have the time, I'd like to get a couple questions from you. I think I actually have something I could send you out on Monday if you actually fit the criteria. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, hold on 1 second. Let me grab a pen real fast. Hold on. Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. Are you used to physical labor at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's not a problem health-wise or physical. You're able to handle that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay. About how tall are you, William?
About 5'8".
5'8", okay. And how much do you weigh?
About 150.
150, okay. All right, let's do this. Now, have you done any singing at all?
I can sing a little bit, not... And I'm not a singer, but you know, I could blow a little bit, but not professionally, but you know.
Right. But you're pretty good at holding a note, at least, though, right?
Yeah, I can hold a note. Uh huh.
Okay, not bad at all. Are you good working out in the heat? Is that okay?
Yeah. At this point, man, I'm willing to take anything. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay, how long you been out of work?
Man, so about a year and a half now.
Okay. Well, man, we're going to try to fix that for you. I know with the way economy is, you know, I know how people can be out of work and not be able to find what they're looking for. But I think we've got something up our alley. Now, let me ask you this question. Are you good working barefooted?
Barefooted?
Yeah, without shoes on at all.
Well, I mean, I guess if the job requires it, then, I mean, yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Now, we're going to start Monday morning right at sunrise. So we're talking about 5:30, 6 o'clock here. We're going to need you to report to the field to actually get ready, okay?
What kind of job is this? I mean...
What you're going to be doing, William, is what you're going to be doing is actually picking cotton. And we want you to do it barefooted, and we'd like for you to actually sing while you're doing it.
Man, you got to be kidding me, man. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. The job pays $10 an hour. You know, we're going to get you some good hours out there. I know
Wait a minute, man. I mean, with all due respect, man, I mean, you're talking about picking cotton and bare feet and $10 an hour, man.
Don't forget, I do need you singing. It's going to be a – do you know any Negro spirituals?
No, I don't. And I don't think who is this again?
Like I said, I'm Daniel. I'm one of the employees here. I work at employment agency. You know, I pulled up your file and saw how long you've been out of work, and you know, I've got something that I think you'll be perfect for.
Okay, but what is this job really about? I mean, you're talking about picking cotton.
Well, basically, it's kind of like you're getting paid. You know, the $10 an hour, you're probably going to get about 10 hours in a day. So you know, you're going to make $100 a day. It's kind of like slavery, but it's not.
Hold up, brother. Hold up. man, I didn't sign on for nothing like this, man. I mean, I'm thinking you guys are supposed to be helping me with a up-to-date job. I mean, slavery don't even exist no more, man. I mean,
it does not exist. We are going to pay you. You understand, but we do want you barefooted.
Man, you are telling me I gotta sing and walk barefooted, picking cotton, singing some slavery songs, bro. I don't do no like that, man. I'm voting Tuesday, man. That slavery is over with, man. What the hell are you talking about? I can't believe.
What did you say?
Man, I'm thinking that you guys are gonna be finding me a job. That's not a damn job, sir.
Regardless of how you like it, it's a job. Now, I need you to report 5 o'clock Monday morning out in the field with no shoes and ready to sing your song and pick
up. Man, I am not reporting no damn where at 5 o'clock in the morning at no damn field, brother. I mean, I don't know why you even calling me with this. Matter of fact, you know what? Go ahead and send my off, because I'll go over there and talk to these people in the beginning, because y'all need to be reported.
Like I said, 5 o'clock in the morning, report. You don't have, if you can wear your shoes.
Man,
Buck, listen to me.
First of all, nah, my name ain't Buck. And matter of fact, what's your name? Because you know what? I will be at this tomorrow just to meet your, because this don't make no sense, man. You calling my phone talking about some slavery work, man. You must be out of your mind talking this.
Are you looking for work or are you not looking for work?
No, I'm not looking for that kind of work, dude. I mean, you calling my phone telling me about some slave work?
It's work, though.
You
it's
must
work.
Be out
you're
of
gonna
your
get paid. You're...
Matter of fact, what is your name? What is your
I'm
name?
Daniel.
You can kiss my okay?
Listen,
kiss my
I don't want to go back and forth.
I'm not doing no type of like that. Matter of fact,
y'all
agency can lose all my information.
You're going to get your black hang on. You're going to get your butt out there, and you're going to do what you
Did
need
you just
to
say
do.
Get my black Well, you know what? I will be there. Put my down.
Can I say one more thing, please?
What the else you got to say, man? You done said a mouthful already.
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Katrina, got me to prank phone call you.
What? The who?
William, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ain't this some Man, I can't believe she done did some like that, man. And she know I'm looking for a job, man. I bet you won't be saying that when the bills come in next month. Hey, man, I'm 5'8", 150 pounds, but when I'm ready to get in your I will get all up in your and she know that. She know that. I'm going to get her. Oh, man.
I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nah.
Why do you play with people's emotions?
I don't know why
like
you don't.
What else do you, what else you going to play with, Jay? If you ain't playing with people's emotions.
Why
what,
you get people fired up? So
I know. And they stay on the phone.
They will not hang up. That's the thing I am.
Oh, no. Y'all, now let me be real, y'all. 40% of the pranks I'm getting hung up on.
Oh, the ones we don't hear?
Yeah, there's plenty you don't hear now. You know what I mean? It don't work. You got to stay in the game, though. That's why I'm opening up a prank school. You have to stay in the game.
That's why he's the king of the prank.
So you're gonna,
there you go.
You're going to teach people how to prank?
How to be great pranksters.
How to be the king of pranks.
So they can get into your job world?
Right.
You know how many people want to do this, D?
You?
And for me to be able to say they came from the school of Tommy Pranks, come on now. You know how big that is to some people?
Boy.
It's big to you too, ain't it?
Well, most of
everything is.
I'm just saying, a lot of people want to do some pranking out there.
Do they say that to you when you meet them?
Oh yeah, I get phone. You know how many numbers I leave? These ain't women's numbers. These are numbers of people want me to prank people.
Want you to prank someone they know?
Yes.
Not that they want to be a prankster.
No, no. Everybody.
Then you need to make up your mind what this story is about.
Steve, there's some people that want to prank, and then there's some people that want to have other people prank.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
What's he upset about?
Coming up at the top of the hour, being single during the holidays is cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the stereotype of being single during the holidays usually brings looks of pity from people, but really, really, it can be cool. It can if you're single. What?
Being single for the holidays?
Yeah.
Man, don't let the people fool you. You need to find somebody.
Get booed up.
Don't. I'm telling you. You need to find some damn don't body. Wake your ass up in the house by yourself. Yeah. Man, wake up on Christmas Day by yourself. Ain't no noise in the other room?
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, there are a lot of things, Junior, that single people can do that someone with a significant other can't. How about that? All right?
What?
I'm going to tell you, your time is your own. For one thing, you have that freedom. But guys, here are ways that singles have it better during the holidays. Check it out, Junior. There are no fights waiting to happen. No fights waiting to happen. Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Or breakups. You don't want a lot of people break up over the holidays. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about that.
Can't break up if you ain't got nobody.
Yeah, yourself. Right.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. You don't have to buy a lot of gifts. Think about it.
I like that.
But then you ain't getting none.
But you ain't getting none either.
Okay, I'm just looking at the bright side of this. There are no mandatory spouse holiday parties you have to attend.
But your ass ain't got nothing on the stove either.
You don't have to choose.
Ain't no smells in the house.
Ain't no smells in the house.
Okay, here's another one. You don't have to choose which family you're going to celebrate with. There's always a fight about that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, but you need to find somebody's house, though.
And you don't want your family to know, huh?
And then here's a good one. New Year's Eve. You can go into 2018 focusing all on you.
Okay, you ever brought in the New Year's by yourself?
That's lonely.
When you do blow in that horn, don't nobody hear. Don't nobody hear.
Sherilyn,
what?
The reason you can focus on just yourself bringing in the New Year.
Okay, why?
But you couldn't do that the year before because you still by yourself.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at the positive side of being single, Steve. Mm-hmm. That's all.
No, there's no positive side. No.
You don't think so, Junior?
You need to find somebody. Uh-huh. I remember the first time we moved to Atlanta. Uh-huh. First Christmas, I didn't go home when I moved to Atlanta.
All right. Yeah.
When I woke up and there was nothing.
No food.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I called home. I heard all that joy and laughter. And getting passed around on the phone ain't fun.
No.
Who is that? All these damn questions I'm
it's
coming
Junior.
With. Who is that?
Let me talk to him.
Who coming in? What y'all doing in there? Who is that? Who in there now? Is that the dough? What baby is that? What y'all looking at? You don't want to do that.
Wow.
I like all of that.
You like being by yourself?
Love it.
You like being by yourself during the holidays,
mm-hmm.
though, Jay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen. That's what it sounds like.
To what?
That's what I'm talking about. Listen.
Right there.
That right there.
Okay, Christmas morning is like what at your house?
Listen, let me hear. Listen. Don't you just love that?
No pots rattling.
Listen again. You maybe didn't hear it. Woo! In that joint.
So you got to be lonely. I don't want to hear that. You got to be lonely.
No pots rattling, no noise, no
let
laughter.
Let me let you hear it again. Listen. Not a damn thing.
And you love it.
Love it.
No company at all.
Don't come to my house. You ain't in the neighborhood because I ain't going to let you in. You know that? Yeah. We was just in the neighborhood. Yeah, well, you were outside because you ain't coming in.
What is it in your house, about your house?
Me!
All right.
That's just bitter, man. I don't even, seriously, Christmas morning, it just means something.
Yeah. It's beautiful, ain't it?
Yeah, come on, Steve.
It's a beautiful thing.
Introduce Miss Ann. I can't believe this.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our very own voice of reason and fact. No fake news here, folks. Miss Ann Tripp.
Steve, good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has now given the Trump administration the official go-ahead with its travel ban on mostly Muslim nations, six of them, and two other nations. The high court has ruled that the Trump's policy can now take full effect, even while legal challenges continue making their way through the courts. He said you can put it in now and we'll see what happens later. The ban applies to travelers from Chad, Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, but also North Korea and Venezuela. President Trump, by the way, criticizing the special counsel's investigation into Russia's involvement in last year's presidential election again. He says he feels bad about his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, who admitted on Friday to lying to the FBI about his contact with Russian ambassadors.
Flynn lied, and it's like they ruined his life. It's very unfair.
He said that Hillary Clinton lied several times, but he's never supplied any information to back up his claim that Mrs. Clinton lied to the FBI. With Alabama's special Senate election only about a week away, at first noncommittal not Donald Trump is now firmly supporting the Republican candidate, hoping to assume the seat once held by U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Roy Moore is accused of sexually molesting high school girls. He insists that, quote, the liberals are out to get him.
Attacks have been not only false and numerous, but malicious. They've attacked me for my judicial decisions, my property taxes, and sexual immorality now.
Well, a recent poll shows that 71% of Alabama Republicans believe Moore and do not believe the two women who've come forward, even though one of them accuses the former judge of sexually assaulting her when she was only 14 and he was in his 30s. There was a rally in Detroit last night in support of 88-year-old Congressman John Conyers, who's been accused of sexual impropriety. Supporters say Conyers has fought for civil rights and so many other things. He has an incredible legacy and should not be hounded out of office over unproven allegations. However, word is that the nation's longest-serving congressman may announce his resignation later on today. We'll see. Today's the day Atlanta votes for a new mayor. The new winner may not be black. The new mayor may actually be a white woman who's gained a lot of black support. The New York Giants fired coach Ben McAdoo and general manager Jerry Reese yesterday. Big Blues record's horrible. John Mara, co-owner, said it had to go.
It became more and more apparent that we were going to have to do something at the end of the season. So we talked about why prolong it any longer. Why not just get it done now?
Yeah, the Big Blues record was actually 2-10, so that was kind of bad. The Giants record was so bad, but McAdoo also sent a lot of fans' bloods boiling when he benched Eli Manning. It's got 20 minutes after the hour, and we have Eugene the Butterfly coming up. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, introduce Jay so Jay can introduce the...
Do you know...
Butterfly,
cause I do.
Very good. We're not gonna do that today.
Yeah,
Steven,
cool. Cause
today,
it ain't worth it. Yeah, it's good. Go ahead.
Very good. Today we're going to play myself and Oatmeal's Christmas song. Okay, it's a very good one, and people really love it. So here it is. Thank you.
Oh, boys and girls, Santa has come to eat your chicken wings.
Christmas out through the hood. Me and my boy try to feel real good. Try to keep it real on the Christmas Eve night. Don't want no trouble, don't want no fight. I remember Christmas, this ain't no trip. G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. Monopoly, Atari, a brand new bike. Wrap it in a box, that's what I like. Mama in the kitchen got the house smelling good. And the yams and banana pudding. Can't wait to hit that mac and cheese. Collard greens and black eyed peas.
All boys and girls, yo. Santa has come.
That's it right, yo.
To eat your chicken wings.
Come out with them chicken wings.
Candy and
I like flats myself. Flats, no drumettes.
Mama's mac and cheese.
What about the all-scale Rubik's Cube? Double Dutch jump rope, hula hoop. Battleship G.I. Joe Connect 4. But wasn't nothing better than a hungry hippo. Santa Claus better quit tripping and come with it. All red engines catch first one with it. ColecoVision, Atari, Nintendo.
Christmas, okay? What? What? Stay sad. Eugene in the building. It's Christmas time. What? Stay sad.
Dashing through the snow as a three-wheel roller skate.
Stop! What did you just say?
So you know what? On the real, this right here, this right time it don't let us do nothing. Straight up.
You liked it, Jay?
Yeah, when did you guys do that?
We did it last year. Mm-hmm. Well, Oatmeal wrote it. I just did my part.
Oh, so you didn't write it either?
You didn't even write it?
No, wow. I didn't write it. Yeah. I cannot, you know, claim that.
All right, coming up at 34 after the hour, guys, Comedy Roulette with the crazy comedians on this show.
I love Comedy Roulette.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for Comedy
Can't
Roulette.
Can't explain it. Can't explain it.
Please set it up.
Let me explain it. Let me explain how it go. Here I go. Test our comedy ability. Give us five subjects. Put them on the wheel. Spin the wheel. Where it stop, we'll do the damn thing.
We don't care.
That's very easy.
All right, let's do it. I have a category.
You got a good one. Right, what you got?
You got the wheel, Cat? All right, let's go. All right, number one. This makes me laugh. I don't know why. Number one, girls with big heads.
Ooh, I know
them. Five of them.
I know one. Work for us.
Each shape of head different.
Wow.
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 I hate all of you all.
Is there a hat for that?
Number two. Number two, this makes me laugh too. Bossy women.
Same person.
Hey, Shane. Hey, what's going on, Shane?
Oh. Number three, though.
Yeah, here
Number
we go.
Three.
Here we go. Steve, get it. Get it, Steve.
High butt men.
Oh, no, man, read it right. High-ass men.
Who put this in there?
Oh, well, damn, Tommy.
If you throw a rock.
You can't be all the answer.
Number four, old guys who live alone. I love that one.
Daddy Jay. What's going on with it, Jay?
All right, and number five, you're doing too much at the funeral when...
Oh, I like that one, too. Spin the wheel,
all right, spin it, Cat.
Don't do high butt.
I like high ass men.
I don't want that.
All right. Oh, no.
Oh, what you got, Shirley?
Okay. You're doing too much at a funeral when.
Let me tell you when you're doing too much at the funeral. You are doing too much at the funeral when everybody else is gone and they folding up them damn chairs, okay? You need to be gone.
You still
it's
can't.
Over it's with. Over. When they putting them chairs on the truck and you still get.
I'll tell you when you're doing too much at a funeral, Joe. When you got the pallbearers with all they pants sagging. Okay, you're doing too damn much. How y'all gonna carry the body? Somebody gonna drop this boy.
Somebody gonna fall.
Somebody gonna drop this boy.
I'm gonna tell you when you're doing way too much. When you up there at the casket and you holler and you trying to climb in it, you let me go with Big Mama. Let me go with Big Mama.
Well, get on in there.
Every black funeral. Come on, Steve.
You doing too much at the funeral when he laying up there and you start straightening out his tie.
Just sit down.
Yeah, just sit your ass down and wait your man. Fixing on him for.
Let me tell you, you do too much at the funeral.
That ain't the way you want your time. Look, he don't know.
He don't care about that time. Earl is gone. This ain't Earl's funeral. You had the wrong damn. Earl.
I'll tell you when you do it too much. When we done rented this big church and they were 20 of us in here, we could have had to down at the community center. Let's complain. You do it way too much. You know, there's nobody like him.
Okay, I got it. When you're doing way too much at a funeral. Uh-huh. When you come in with Devontae's picture on some T-shirts and you're selling them for $5.
Ooh, that's way too much. Come on,
man.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
Way too much, baby.
Wow. Wow. Come on, Steve.
You doing too much at this damn funeral. You sitting at the funeral mad, your arms crossed, because he died and he owed you money. You can't even enjoy the service.
He can't do none of that.
Because he done died and owed you $400.
You know you're doing too much at the funeral right before the service is over. It ain't even over. You done went downstairs and made yourself a plate.
The repast ain't started yet.
You up there with a plate.
There's people always at the funeral. Let me tell you, you're doing too much at the funeral. When you get your obituary, and you done told everybody in that area that they left your name off the program, you're doing way too damn much at the funeral.
Come on, Steven, close it out.
Good last one. You know you're doing way too much at the funeral when you drive his car to the grave site.
No, he didn't.
He ain't got Willie's car.
All right, we'll be back with Nephew Tommy's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter, and it's a good one. You do not want to miss it. But first, come on, Nephew Tommy, with the prank phone call. What you got?
It's a toss-up. Pick one for me.
Man, you know good and hell well what I'm going to go with.
What's that, huh?
No, Raymond in the Closet.
I love Raymond in the Closet, man. Do it, do it.
Classic.
Raymond in the Closet.
Shut your damn mouth. You're going to get your monkey.
That's your favorite line.
I can't come down there. Best I can do for you, I can call the law.
Don't you come out that closet, man.
Shut your damn mouth.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Who is there?
This Raymond.
Man, speak up. I can't hear you. Who?
This is Raymond.
Man, speak up. I can't hear you. Who is this?
Raymond. Raymond.
Raymond.
Veranda is my sister.
Veranda, brother?
Yes.
What's up? What's up, man? What's up?
Somebody done broke in the house. They in the house right now. I'm in the car.
Hold on. Man, I barely can hear. What you saying? Somebody done what?
Somebody done broke in the house.
Well, why in the hell are you whispering?
Because they in the house right now. I'm scared.
Wait a minute. You saying somebody done broke in the house and they still in there?
Somebody done broke in the house. I'm in the house now.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You saying somebody done broke into your damn house and they still in there?
Yes.
What are you doing sitting up in there? Why you ain't calling the police?
I'm in the closet and I'm trying to get somebody to.
Hold on.
I don't know what to do.
Man, you saying somebody in the house, in your damn house right now?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, this up. Okay, where you live at?
I'm on 36th Street.
Because I'm at 32 and a half. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to call the laws now.
Wait a minute.
Man, you know what? What?
Wait a minute. Don't call the police.
You send your in a house, somebody finna up here finna kill you, and you talking about you don't want them arrested?
We got some illegal stuff in the house. Don't call nobody. Wait a minute.
Wait. Now, you saying, hold on. You saying don't call the damn law. You have some what in the house?
Don't call nobody because we got it. I got some illegal stuff in the house. Don't do it.
Man, what the you got in the house? Man, you know what? This is bad, Doc. You know what? You send your ass up in there. That's probably why they in that house. Now, you done set your ass up in the house. That's who in there now. I guarantee you that. What you got in there?
I can't say it. I just want you to help me.
You know what, man? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you the best thing to do. Even though the people in your house right now, you need to just let me call them. Man, you need to let me call the damn law. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get your money.
Don't do that. Don't call.
But you know what, man? I'm going to tell you now. I'm not going to go out there. You don't stay down there. I'm going to tell you now. I can call the law. I can call the law. Hold on. I can get my wife to call right now.
Don't call her, please. Don't call her. Because it's too much illegal stuff in the house. Don't do it, please. Don't call the police.
Man, but I'm going to tell you something, man. Honestly, I can't do a thing because I ain't going to go down there. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I could, this fool's going to tell me, don't even call the damn law. You know what, man? Look at here, Doc. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't going to go down there. I'm going to tell you right down now. You know what? Now, first thing I'm going to tell you now. Now, I ain't going to take my down there. First of all, they may be tapping my damn line. And I ain't got to do with this. You're going to get
they
your killed on your
don't,
own.
Doc,
listen. Man, look, I can call 911. Hold on. Baby, look, go ahead and call them. Because you know what? You're going to get your killed out now.
And they don't know who you are. I just
I bet,
you.
Man, you know what? And I ain't going to stay on the phone with your so they can find out. Because you
know what?
I call a lot. I ain't getting in that. Man, you must be a damn fool. I ain't finna get in that one. So I'm gonna tell you what you can do. Doc, I call the law. I'm finna have my wife right now. You know what? You may not like it now, but you appreciate me later, because you know what? You're finna get your monkey ass.
Wait a minute. Just whisper. I think they outside.
Man, you know what? This is some crazy Doc, you done set your up.
Don't say nothing.
I'm finna call your sister for one. She's sitting up there talking about not calling the damn law. Damn fool. You better keep your monk ass in that closet. I'm going to tell you right now, you're a damn fool. You walk out, because I'm going to tell you now, they sure going to kill your stupid man. You know what? I ain't going to lie to you, man. The only thing I can tell you, damn, I can call the law. You finna go down. And I'm going to tell you now, I ain't going down with I don't know why you really going to call me unless you want some help. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't going to jeopardize myself nor my damn family over your around here. The only thing I can do, I can help you out in one way. I can call the law. Now, my wife's got a cell phone. What you want me to do?
Will you come get me?
You must be a damn fool. I'm not. Hell no, I ain't going down. But I ain't going. You know what, man? Look. I can't get in that. And my wife didn't already call the police. I'm going to tell you right now, they finna come.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Shut your damn mouth. Shut up. Shut up.
Can you
shut your damn mouth right now?
Can you hear me?
Shut up. Don't know when to hide. That's why they gonna shoot the shit out of him. Don't peek out that damn door.
Can I say something?
Man, you need to shut your damn mouth.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know what?
You just got pranked by
man,
your boy
y'all
Wendell. You just got
dirty.
You just got pranked.
Boy, y'all some dirty. I know damn well, man.
Dog, you just got pranked by your boy Wendell, man.
I'm sweating like hell sitting up in this damn house with drawers, old man. And you sit up here want to play with... Man, look at here, boy. I'm sweating like hell.
Why are you sweating?
You was finna die because I damn sure no one's finna come down to the house. That's for sure.
I know you weren't coming to I heard it in your voice. I said, okay, you know what? He ain't coming to get me.
Man, I'm sitting up in here right now, man. I might need to take off from work, boy. I'm sweating like hell sitting up in here, Doc.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Can't be nobody but the Steve Harvey's Morning Show with none other than Nephew Tommy with his crazy.
That's classic.
It is classic.
I don't know what you did. Got some people down there, what they looking for. I can't get involved in this. I can't come down there. I can call law. Baby, call the police. You want me to call law?
What you want? Because
I can't come down. I can't get involved.
I think that's why we loved it so much, because you could get a visual.
You can get a real visual.
Get a real visual.
This dude sitting on the edge of the bed in his drawers.
Yes,
this ain't nothing but my uncle talking to this dude. He want to help him, but he know he can't go down there.
He's so involved in it. He in it. He's in it, man, right?
All the way.
Oh, that's fun. I can't go down.
That's Ignis.
I'm not coming down.
Ignis at his best, baby.
Do you have a new CD coming out?
Oh, my God, Shirley, you said it. Walmart, why am I not? Boy, I'm dying stupid.
Because you can't walk and chew bubblegum. You know, you got that
God.
Play, so you don't know what else.
I'm out to play now. Won't he do it?
Okay.
Prank CD. Oh, my God, it's in Walmart, over 400 different Walmarts. Won't he do it? Prank CD. It's the best stocking stuffer you can get. Get yours today.
Wait, hold on, man. You call it, won't he do it?
I call it, won't he do it?
Hold on, man.
It's church pranks. It's all church pranks.
Oh, Lord.
You don't think you owe Junior just a little bit?
I had won't he do it for Junior. You
Junior
just
made
don't
it,
know that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not who does it first, it's who makes it famous. Oh, who made it famous?
Junior.
Ta-da.
Thank you. It was Junior. It was Junior's voice made it famous.
The Won't He Do It prank phone call CD is in Walmart today. Be a great stocking stuffer this year for Christmas. Up. Get your copies at over 400 Walmarts. Tommy's all new prank CD.
Mm-hmm. And you're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. Call. I can't believe he did it.
When can we talk about the damn race?
Right after this. Yeah. Coming up today's race. Strawberry Letter. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve.
The race is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The race is between Junior and Tommy, 75-yard dash.
That's it.
It's going to be on the lot of NBC.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Prime time.
You already have the space and everything,
Steve? Yeah,
I'm
going to go work it out today.
Can I ask one question?
Because you know they're real tight over there.
In terms of you challenging people, Tommy, what's your record?
Oh, and everything.
Oh, and all of it.
You didn't see the race with him and Deion Sanders?
He's pretty convinced, and he got a lot of takers on his side with this. So let me explain something to y'all.
Fresh talk.
What happened was it started last year when I was doing the bike challenge to raise money for the foundation. We had a treadmill in there, and we got to setting it up on the top speed on this 12, on this particular model was 12 miles per hour. And so, you know, I'm not really able to do that anymore. So I ran on it for 8 seconds, six to 8 seconds tops. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop, you know, because I felt
your body
stuff
clenching.
Tearing and pulling and splitting and opening. And I felt water and more, you know, just liquids coming out of places. It just, at 60,
man. It was not pretty at all.
Really graphic,
no,
Steve.
I was already actually starting to come apart at the 5-second mark. So, Tommy got on there and ran. Tommy's a runner, though. Tommy is a runner. Nobody knows anything about Junior at all. And Junior got on there and he had a cell phone and some keys and a loose pair of sweatpants. And he's running in Nike Airs, a very blocky shoe. And Junior's form didn't look good because the keys and the phone was running faster than he was. So everybody kind of saw that. So the bet is now tomorrow, a 75-yard dash between Nephew Tommy and Junior at NBC Universal. I will film it. The bet is $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Between Junior and Tommy.
Tommy lost a 40-yard dash to primetime.
Yep, he did.
That's prime.
Okay, now he wants to run. Spinner. Now he want to run longer.
Well, he need more time. The race was over too fast in that fall.
That's what it is.
All right, it's time to get to this letter. We'll talk about this later more.
Ain't finna lose to the sucker
side. And we'll take new bets.
Take us to the letter, nephew. Let's go.
You caught that?
Yeah, I caught it, fool. But you know what? A lot of people said that.
To the letter we go.
All right. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The strawberry letter.
Thank you, Tommy. Bad Steve. Subject, 47 years old and never been tested. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I am here in Vegas alone, and there is something weighing on my heart, so I decided to write in. I've been talking to a man for about a month. I really like this guy, and we connected immediately. I am 53, and he is 47. The getting to know us phase has turned up some issues, but since they won't harm or hurt me, I can compromise. The thing that brought us to a halt is his refusal to be tested for HIV. He says he never has and never will. How are some of us still stuck on stupid and afraid of being tested? Really? I have tried everything to help him see that this is something he should do for himself. We're in Georgia, and I don't know if it makes a difference being in the Bible Belt and all, but it breaks my heart because this is a deal breaker for me. Do you think there is anything I can do to urge him to get tested? Thanks in advance for any advice. Even though it's only been a month, it is painful pulling away from him. Real painful.
Wow.
I think this is a lot after only a month. So much other stuff, you know, to talk about after only a month of dating. But since we're talking about it, I'll say this to you. Sorry that you should have to, but you can get over the pain. You say it's going to be really painful pulling away from him. Time, it takes time, and time will heal all those wounds. And because since this is a deal breaker for you, this relationship after only a month is has apparently run its course, I would say. I still think it's a bit early for all of this, but if you've asked him, if you've told him how important it is to you, how it will make you feel if he did it, if you've made it a requirement, as Steve so often says, and he still refuses to get tested, then stick to your guns. You have every right to want what you want and get it. You like him, but if he's uncompromising, you mentioned in your letter that you've compromised on some things that won't harm or hurt you, and he's uncompromising on this. If he won't take an HIV test, something that will make you happy and secure about his health, then you have to be with someone who will. To me, it's just that simple. Again, I'll say this, I still think it's a bit early to even have that discussion. Not that you shouldn't have it, but I think it's a little early. Steve?
Okay, Cheryl, I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you 1,000% on this. I don't think it's too early at all. This is a very important conversation. I think they have to have this conversation now. It's been 30 days. She's really liking this guy, and this obviously is trying to get ready to move in another direction. This is a real simple conversation. This ain't a conversation about marriage or nothing, which they should be having that conversation too, because you're 53 years old, he's 47, you ain't got time for no games. For us to move forward, are you willing to get tested? No, never have, never will. That's ignorance at its highest level. This is about education. This is about knowing your status. This is about staying healthy, staying alive. This is about your life. This is about the risk and safety of everyone involved other than yourself. What you're meeting now is a man who doesn't care what you think or want and is only concerned about his own self. I never have, I never will. That's an amazing statement for anybody to make. And God bless you for having this conversation so early, because this conversation is needed by more people before they have sex than to wait until after they have sex. And that's the problem in a lot of communities. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to know. Well, I, on the other hand, would love to know if there was something wrong with me so I could address the issues. If you've met a man who doesn't want to know what's wrong with him, then he doesn't care about what's wrong with you.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. And the funny bone is in there.
I'm not saying that she should never have the discussion. I never said that. I just think, you know, it's a little early. You have 90 days. That's all.
Shirley.
My opinion.
This is the conversation that they have to have now. This is about HIV testing.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
You don't want to have a conversation at 90 days, right? You want to have a wait before.
No, but it's 30. You got another 30. You got another 30. You can mix it in there. We got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. What you got?
All right.
47 years old and never been tested, Steve.
This 53-year-old woman met this wonderful man who's 47. They've getting to know each other. It turned up a couple of issues. But the thing that brought him to a halt is his refusal to be tested for HIV. He says he never has and he never will. The lady's really stuck on this because she's going, how in 2012 are we still stuck on stupid and afraid of being tested? Really? I've tried to get him to see this. She says, we're in Georgia, and I don't know if that makes a difference, being in the Bible Belt and all. No, ignorance is everywhere. Ignorance is up north, out west. No, it has nothing to do with the Bible Belt. It's just some people are just, like you say, stuck on stupid. Do you think there's anything I can do to urge him to get tested? Okay, here's all I can think of. If you want to continue to see me, if you want to ever be with me, then we have to go get tested. Period. That's all it is to it. There is no other way to get resolved in this matter. And I want you to understand, ladies, that will work in most cases if the man is really feeling you. Now, if the man ain't feeling you, he ain't getting tested, and he don't care whether you stay or go. But if he really wants you to stay, He gonna do everything in his power to prevent you from going. So even though it's only been a month, it's painful pulling away from him, real painful. I got that. But let me tell you what'll hurt even more. If you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you you've now tested positive, I can assure you that will hurt you far more than the pulling away part from him right now. You cannot afford to play with this issue.
That's right.
This is a serious issue.
Take a swab.
Stop it, Tommy.
Put it in.
What? Don't blame this stupidity on Steve now. Steve, we got to go. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And please do not forget that this Thursday, we will be live with the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook, okay? On Facebook. Meet me there, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time, all right? Switching gears, get ready. Scientists want to take the sparkle out of life. Huh?
Hold on one more time, Sean. Before y'all getting ready, tomorrow on the NBC lot, I will record it.
In Los Angeles.
Junior against Tommy. They're betting $2,000. Mm-hmm. Can I get in on this bet?
How much
because
you want
Because everybody on the show has bet on Tommy.
Let's talk about that for a quick second. How is it that these people that are betting on me ain't even kin to me, but the person that I'm kin to goes another direction away from me?
Well, I actually wants to put up some money.
Get out of this one.
No, I ain't trying to get out of me. No, I'm here.
But how are you against me?
I ain't against you. I hope you do well.
Kind of sounds like you're against him, Steve.
Well, I don't care what you think.
Kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, I don't care nothing about all that.
He is your blood.
Yeah, he is blood.
I don't get it, Shirley.
Now, Junior was jumping on him. You know, I had to go on side with Tommy, but Junior ain't jumping on him. Junior racing.
But have you seen?
So
Junior get shot off a treadmill, though.
I know, but dog, I just got to be the one that lock up house. I want to bet $500 on you.
I'm gonna beat Junior at least by 10 yards.
What did you run with Dion?
That was a 40, you know, and that should not happen.
It didn't look like he was running at all. Prime's house.
Uh-huh. A 40.
You mean what did he show up for?
Yeah, he did.
It was supposed to be a foot race. It didn't look like. It looked like a fighter jet was lined up with a mosquito.
Right.
Man, people still watching that on YouTube. Still watching it.
And I think the race should be.
Steve really wants this to happen.
You really want to put some money on the.
Videotape it, but let me house bet it, though.
This is your Steve.
Let me be
enjoyment.
The house.
And you take all the money, right?
This is all for
I'll just take 10%.
Okay, cool.
That's all
so,
Junior. He just want to bet this.
Yeah, he just want to bet.
Let's just get it over with.
Cool.
Hold on.
I come over there where you're writing it on the show and do it. What you want to do with that?
Well, one of the reasons, Junior, you know I love you, but I've just never seen you race.
Do you want to take that bet, Tommy?
No problem.
I'm at your 500.
I'm at your 500.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I'm going to bet 500.
We're older. You know, this is Tommy's thing. Tommy likes to talk about all that he do. All the time. That's what
you talk about. Why me running, Junior?
That's what I do. I do this. I do. That's what he do. All of that.
Okay.
I ain't like that.
Junior,
I ain't got the boast. But you ask anybody about me.
Okay.
I bet you won't ask Brian.
Who is Brian?
All right, that broom got quite. Bet you won't ask Brian.
Yeah.
Bet you won't ask Brian.
Brian is his assistant.
Yeah, you won't ask Brian.
Okay. You and Brian in race?
Oh, yeah, dog.
Okay.
Like, I'm not worried about it. I'll tell you what time. Which one? Where we at?
Is Brian
sick
too?
How much is it?
And how many years between you guys? You guys are 10 years apart?
Oh, I got some years on.
Oh, yeah. 10 years apart. Yeah. Okay.
But 11.
Oh, 11, that's right.
11, Junior 39, Tommy 50.
Yeah.
I'm 60, that's why you don't hear me saying nothing.
And you don't hear me saying a damn thing. It's going to be so fast, I might not even watch.
You might not keep up.
We come back, it could get ugly.
Yeah, it could. All right, coming up at 41 after the hour, stuff that people will eat hot, cold, or three days old.
There you go.
That rhymes. Okay, yeah. All right.
I don't know about that 3 days.
Yes, you will. Watch. You ain't heard him. Yes, okay. You heard him.
He always acting broke ass. He did it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay. Stuff that people will eat hot, cold, or 3 days old.
Okay, Tommy was the first to say,
He poo-pooed it, yeah.
Hot or cold, 3 days old. Chicken. Won't you eat?
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
But that first, maybe the second day.
I'm a two-dayer, though. Yeah.
Two-day.
Yeah, I'm a two-dayer. Okay.
All right, we can change a bit to 2 days old.
No, I'm a two-dayer.
Man, if there's chicken in there, okay, how long has it been in there? Microwave kill all that.
Something about that heat.
You got one, Junior? You got one? Yeah. What you got, man?
Yeah. Hot or cold? Three days old? Tommy's lunch.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. After race, I'm gonna eat Tommy's lunch.
Tommy's lunch.
Hot, cold, or three days old. Okay. Bring it.
You got one, Tommy? All right.
Yep. I gotta put it out there. Them collard greens. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Collard greens. That's right. Cold collard greens.
Cold.
Or 3 day old collard greens.
Yes.
Right.
Hot, cold.
I'm telling you, Shirley, you're making that face. Microwave kill all the germs.
But I've never had them cold, though.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. With some chopped up onions and tomatoes.
Never.
Oh.
Sorry.
Nope. Don't eat no cold greens.
Yeah,
No?
I'm not with you.
No, I'm with Shirley.
Okay.
All right, you got one, Steve? All right.
Hell yeah, peanut butter.
Hello. Hello.
Peanut
hot,
butter.
Hot, cold, or 3 days old,
hot,
man.
Hot, cold, or 3 days old. Get him.
Yeah.
Here's one. French fries. French
fries. 3 day old French fries.
Not 3 days, Jay. I don't know what fries you eating.
Your bit is actually falling apart.
Y'all don't use the microwave?
But after 3 days, no. Yeah,
that's when they crunch it.
Somebody got some French fries on the stove. Been here since
Monday.
Sick.
They get food poisoning and die.
Yeah, that's when they get that crunch in them.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I eat.
Okay,
hot,
what?
Cold, or 3 days old.
What?
Tommy's dinner. Eat that tomorrow.
Sounded
on NBC
like y'all
lot.
Finna up the bet.
Yeah.
Come on, you that hot or cold or 3 days old? Chicken nuggets.
There you go. All right. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Hot, cold, or 3 days old? Junior sickle cell medicine. I ate it.
Wow. Wow. That's trash talking at the most.
Yeah. That,
wow.
Yeah. That was horrible.
Yeah. You would eat the man's medicine.
I mean, I don't talk about your condition. I don't say
you don't even have sickle cell. That might make you sick, man.
What is this condition, Junior? I didn't know he
height. I didn't bring that up in the race. Didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't bring
you
none of that up.
Blow your little short legs out trying to run 75 yards.
For real? Fast, you know too?
Steve love egg and something.
No, but 75 yards fast, too?
Okay. Head mess
so, okay, man, so let's go and figure this out. Junior got 2,000 on it. You didn't match the 2,000. I just got 500 on it. Because I'm the only one on the morning show that's pulling for June.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
So I'm
me and Monica. Me and Mississippi Monica is
no,
the only
Monica
one
changed.
For
Monica said she was going to put some money on it.
Oh, she changed.
Tommy, I'll tell you what.
She changed it to Tommy?
She did. No, she changed because the money was so high.
Yeah. That's okay.
No, well, she just in for $5.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Can you put $4 on it?
No. No, not your.
No, Jay, you can't even round it up to $5.
No, man, right, not with your cheap behind.
All right,
no.
Tommy.
Oh, come on.
Tommy, let me just ask you, dog. $5,000.
Wow.
But
$5,000?
$5,000 in a 40-yard dash. In a
40-yard dash?
$5,000.
Is I thought we was at 75.
Wait, is that what he ran with Dion? 40?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I wanted to get.
Uh-oh. Y'all really going to pay one another to lose a whoop?
I'm bringing straight cash.
I'm bringing cash.
Dog, it's straight cash. I'm not holding
it. Hold
up. I'll hold the cash.
5,000?
40-yard dash. I'll kill it.
I'll hold the cash.
Well, let me just say something. The hell with this bit. Let's go back with this betting right
here. We abandoned that.
Tommy. First of all, hold on, Joe. Because we have been saying 75 yet. Tommy, do you agree to a 40-yard dash?
Nah, we're going to go 60.
Why not 40, Tommy? Why not 40?
We're going to go 60.
You raced Dion in the 40. I ain't faster than Dion.
We're going to go 60. Let me open it up.
Can I ask Tommy, why won't you do 40?
Because he's scared.
Well, why did he change from 75? You're not asking him why he went from
40.
And why did you...
Because our old ass don't need to run that far. Nobody has a time trial at 75 yards, I'm saying.
Yeah,
nobody
true.
Has a time trial. I ran a 75.
Right, right. That's the time trials is a 40-yard dash.
Yeah,
40-yard
dash. That's
Let's
what
make it
is.
50. We're going to make it 50.
A 50? Dog, a 40-yard dash is what time is speed.
50 is what it is, Junior.
No, no, it's a 40-yard.
You're making Junior's voice go up
Hold
really
on.
High.
No,
Tommy.
No, the thing Pretty about
soon
it is.
We won't be able to hear Junior. Yeah.
The thing about it is.
Bring it back down, Junior.
No, listen, Shirley. The thing about it is.
Yes.
It's a 40-yard dash.
Uh-huh.
That's what speed is measured in.
Right, time, I get it. Right.
Uh-huh. That's true.
$5,000. And the boy ain't saying yes, no. Now, what is he scared of? He,
I'm five either way it go.
Five.
So you ain't, don't, no,
no
I ain't. 40
yard dash, 5,000, daddy.
We doing 50.
50? 10 more yards? What is that going to prove? If you, what you want? You want 3 more seconds of being back there? What,
I
what
want,
the hell?
I want more seconds of making you look bad. We going 50, Junior.
50 yard dash, $5,000. Cool.
$5,000
for each, every 10 yards?
Can I just
cool.
ask, I'm new here. Is it, y'all? This ain't no joke, right? Y'all
no,
know.
Sir.
No,
this ain't
no prank.
No, sir.
New guy, right?
No, sir. No, absolutely no, not a joke. It's Jay. Not a game.
Jay,
I ain't
is
playing.
No, no, see, I
real,
see what's going to happen. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be outside.
Real,
and my dumb behind going to be, oh, Jay outside
Dog.
Waiting on a race.
50-yard dash. Dog, this is it. $5,000.
It's going to be cool. on the Universal lot. It's going to be back there where they shoot movies. I'm going to go back there and mark it off.
Mark it off.
50 yards, $5,000.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's too high. I'm going to take my $50 back off the table.
You was 500.
Wait, what?
You know.
I'm a professional at this, Shirley. Don't question me.
Don't worry about it.
How about this?
I am, though.
How about this? I got one more rule. Shirley, you got one more rule?
Okay, wait. Yeah. One more rule. Street shoes.
I like that.
Yeah, no. All right, listen. Coming up at the top of the hour, have a stress-free holiday season.
Boy, I can't believe you're going to pay for my Christmas thing for my sickle cell parade. I can't believe you're going
to
pay for that, boy. We'll be back.
Wow,
that's
man.
What you
this is
doing.
Great.
I want to thank you on behalf of
we'll
the
be back.
That you giving to. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, have a stress-free holiday season. Yes, Tommy.
But this $5,000 is now going to each one of you all's foundations.
Absolutely.
It should go to charity.
So Absolutely. Miles of Giving is Tommy's and yours.
Kier's Hope.
Kier's Hope.
Yeah, you're going to be hoping.
Yeah, what?
Can I just say this? Can't a little bit of money just be taken out to mess around?
No.
Like
no,
I'm holding
need that,
the
man.
Money.
Just go to
nah,
the
man.
Strip club or something, you know?
Nah, man.
You know, make it rain. Just a little bit of make it
because,
rain.
You know, like,
money.
Can J-Spot be the charity?
Can somebody do something for the J-Spot?
Get your old ass out here and run with it.
I ain't running. It ain't happening.
Well, then ain't nothing going to happen for the J-Spot. You ain't going to run for the J-Spot?
I don't even want to see that. I don't want to see two friends go at it like that.
It's all right, Jay. This is all
it's gonna, this and then what's his what's going to happen. Good. The race is Wednesday. Thursday, going to be tension up in the show.
Oh, no.
No.
I know that.
No,
oh, no.
No.
There ain't going to be no tension.
It's going to be the greatest
day
of my life.
It's going to be wonderful Thursday.
Thursday's going to be Steve's day.
Oh, he's going to love
it's gonna
it.
He's going
to wear somebody out, man.
And man. It will be posted on SteveHarvey.com.
How about we go live? Can you go live with it, Steve? You can do that.
Nah, we're going to do Thursday.
Okay.
That's fine.
All he right. doesn't want to because of the cussing that's going to take place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's
I got to be on
good, that's good
Yeah, you
got to
edit it.
I can't wait. I will say this, Junior, you're sounding more and more confident.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I'm listening to you.
Tommy, don't let me down.
Let me tell you something. I know you need Tommy not to let you down. But I'll tell you what, Shirley. Prepare to have your damn feelings hurt. I'm not going to even lie to you.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, Steve.
Shirley, for real,
uh-huh.
I think you're going to be surprised.
Well, I'm saying Junior's sounding more and more confident.
What?
I've never heard you talk
see,
about racing
because
at all.
What you all have not done is you all have not added in and factored the things. Does anybody want me to factor it for you?
He well, factored in the age.
Okay,
That's
wait. Hold on. Before you do that, I'm going to ask you this, Steve. Have you seen Junior race? Or
no.
run
no,
or anything?
He ain't seen it. No.
Okay.
He ain't got no
All
advantage.
Right. So go ahead
no,
with your.
No, just one. But I haven't seen Tommy race either.
Okay.
What
yes,
I
you
saw
did.
Was. Well, that was a blowout.
You saw it. You no, saw it.
He looked about damn near as good as I would have looked.
And that was. That was 7 years ago.
Okay, so go ahead with your factoring in.
Here's the deal. This is the part. that you're not understanding. And what Tommy never factors in with all of the bets he makes. Tommy does not factor in. This is not in his mind. This is in actuality. Tommy is 50. He doesn't even have the quickness that he had 7 years ago when Deion Sanders mopped him.
I don't like this conversation.
I'm talking about mopped him.
He's 7 years after this.
He doesn't even understand. He went to his boy's track practice. And Tommy had been on the track by himself, just running as a 50-year-old. When them boys got out there and put that thing on Tommy, Tommy discovered, wait a minute, man, these dudes is blazing fast. See, when you're running by yourself, remember when you was little, you used to run down the street and look at the cracks in the sidewalk going by real fast?
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
You went, wow, I'm fine, I'm fast. Until you ran Dwight Neal.
Oh, yeah.
Pierce. Mojo. Yeah. White Light. Floyd Well. And you found out you were. And that's what's going to happen to Tommy. What you all do not understand is Junior played football in Texas and was ranked really, really high and was famous for his speed.
Mm. Ta-da.
And how long ago was that, though?
Don't worry about how long. It was
probably,
suited in
probably,
yours.
Probably 22 years ago.
Okay.
Probably 22 years ago. But see, right. Tommy, you ain't all never right, been recognized for your speed, and that's certainly been more than 30 years ago.
Okay, are they trying to get in your head now?
I got one more question.
What?
Can we call Dion and see who he'll put his money on?
He already said. He said Tommy.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, because he said he hadn't seen me run none of that, you know, which is cool.
Which
you know.
Is what everyone well, says,
but let me just tell you like this. All I've been doing is overcoming odds. You think I... That's all I do.
Yes, he has.
That's all I do.
Boy got sickle cell. That's why I'm betting.
You're not going to bring no sickle cell into the
that's
race.
That's all
well, you
I
can't
do.
Leave it on the sideline, Tommy. I mean,
wait,
hold up, Tommy. Now, hold up. That diabetic.
Plus,
he can't take the sickle cell out of his body.
He got to.
He got to run with sickle cell.
Yeah. I want other kids with sickle cell to watch this tape and say, you know what? I can do anything.
I can do that. Yeah.
Wow. This boy don't understand what I'm running for. Man, I ain't running for me. I am not running for me.
You're running for Steve.
Well, I sure appreciate you, man.
I can't believe this
and then running. Let me tell you something else. Can I say something else?
Yeah, go ahead. It's your
the
show.
Reason I bet on sick people is because you might not have to pay them.
What? What?
Steve Harvey.
I cannot
take that
it.
Back.
Junior did win, but he's dead.
Take that back, Steve.
I
that is so crazy. You thought you had you thought you really had someone on your side and supportive, right, Junior?
I
got good news and bad news. Junior had written a race, but he's dead.
I can't believe the fool said that.
I can't.
No, see, for real.
He said, I bet on sex,
all jokes
people.
Aside.
No, listen, no, let that joke ride up. Reason why I bet on sick people is because you might not have to pay.
Never cease to amaze me, Steve Harvey.
Oh, my God.
All right, we have more of the Steve
that's
Harvey
the
Morning
thing
Show.
You ever said, Steve. That really
more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show
that's
coming
funny.
Up. Right you after this.
Oh, man, okay, what you said. That's funny. I don't give a damn if you got sick.
No, that was funny as heck.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. All right. I'm so embarrassed right now.
Why don't we take the 5,000?
All right, Steve, I can't believe you said what you said last break, but we're going to just let it ride.
The reason I vote on sick
you might not have to pay
you
him.
You might not have to pay him.
I mean, you should have.
So y'all want this money to go to the funeral, right?
Yeah, the look on your face, Junior, just told the whole story. You what? Really thought you had big dog support, right?
No, see, but listen to me. He do. But see, let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
I already know Junior going to beat Tommy.
Just because of the age thing, huh?
No, it's the age and the way they run. Tommy's a runner. Junior's a sprinter.
Oh.
There's two different people here. Runners is 400 meters and up. That's what Tommy do. Tommy ain't never ran no 40, 60, 100, 220.
Oh, they're see, long.
See, prime time,
he's
a sprinter. See, okay. Tommy can beat him in a distance, but from right here to right there, he ain't going to be able to get Junior.
Oh.
And Tommy's quickness is nowhere near what he think it is.
Oh, that's the point I'm going to prove to him. But what will happen is, once I get out, mm-hmm. once DJ go, once we out there, watch Tommy first three steps. He going to still be looking down.
Wow.
We gone.
See, man, he's not going to, and Tommy don't do well with coming back.
What do you mean?
From behind.
Tommy not a comeback guy.
Oh, come from behind guy.
No, that ain't what he do.
Oh.
Well, Tommy have a different attitude if he loses the race?
Yes.
That's what we doing.
You don't know Tommy very well, huh?
Really.
Oh, he's not going to speak to you or anyone else on this show for at least 3 weeks.
Which is going to give me more inspiration.
What? He's not. Oh, he will look at you.
He's not a good loser, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we snatching $5,000.
And he holds on to it for a long time.
I cannot believe he agreed to $5,000. I cannot believe.
No. And it's hard to get him to pay. I'm gonna just be real with y'all.
I cannot believe.
It's hard to get him to pay.
Yeah, he'll come in. He'll look at you. You'll speak to him. You'll think he's okay.
Well, is there any of his characters that are fast? I mean, I'm like,
isn't Eugene Knockney?
Hell, oatmeal talks slow.
God, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Eugene is knock-kneed.
Man.
But I thought he was, and that can prohibit
you. Ain't nobody fast knock-kneed.
I mean, yeah, that could slow you down. That's all I meant by that.
You ain't never seen a fast
You ain't never seen nobody fast. Nobody knock-kneed ever ran a 4.3. 40. Nobody. Not the knees touching.
Hey, y'all, listen to me.
I don't want
Junior
Tommy's going to
be
really
beat
mad.
Tommy. Junior is going to
we
beat
gonna
Tommy.
Collect his money.
And it's not going to be good.
Well, this is what you need to do. You need to get the money. Let someone, me, hold the money.
First of all, Tommy not going to have his $5,000.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Before the race.
He not going to have his $5,000. What you mean?
Before the race, you need to have the money.
You got to come to the race with your money. This ain't no, I'm going to write you a check. No.
Okay.
Get cash.
Okay. The one thing Tommy's
not fast about is paying you.
And he's going to be mad if he loses.
You see, he's not going to bring his money?
Yeah. No, man. No. Tommy's not going to have $5,000 cash. That's the first thing y'all need to understand.
Uh-huh. Well, then you're going to have to put it up for him, Steve.
I'm not putting up a damn thing.
This is your idea.
Doggone right it is.
Oh, no. But dog, he going to have to go get it.
Well, good luck with that.
No, he going to have to get it.
But it's only going to make himself look bad because he done ran his mouth. Tommy going to lose the race. I'm just telling y'all.
I can't wait for Wednesday to get in.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Shirley, you're going to lose your money.
Right after this. My $5?
Gone.
Kiss and goodbye.
Yep.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the stereotype of being single during the holidays usually brings looks of pity from people. But really, really, it can be cool. It can if you're single. What?
Being single for the holidays?
Yeah.
Man, don't let the people fool you. You need to find somebody.
Get booed up.
Don't. I'm telling you. You need to find some damn body. Wake your ass up in the house by yourself. Yeah. Man, wake up on Christmas Day by yourself. Ain't no noise in the other room?
Wow.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Well, there are a lot of things, Junior, that single people can do that someone with a significant other can't. How about that?
Like what?
I'm going to tell you, your time is your own. For one thing, you have that freedom. But guys, here are ways that singles have it better during the holidays. Check it out, Junior. There are no fights waiting to happen.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Or breakups. You don't want a lot of people break up over the holidays. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about that.
Can't break up if you ain't got nobody.
You're by yourself.
Right. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. You don't have to buy a lot of gifts. Think about it.
I like that. But then you ain't getting none either.
Okay, I'm just looking at the bright side of this. There are no mandatory spouse holiday parties you have to attend.
But your ass ain't got nothing on the stove either.
You don't have to choose.
Ain't no smells in the house.
There ain't no smells in the house.
Okay, here's another one. You don't have to choose which family you're going to celebrate with. There's always a fight about that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, but you need to find somebody's house, though.
And you don't want your family to know, huh?
And then here's a good one. New Year's Eve, you can go into 2018 focusing all on you.
Okay, you damn, ever brought lonely. In you ever brought in the New Year's by yourself?
That's uh-huh. lonely.
When yeah, you when you when do single, yeah. when you do blow in that horn, uh-huh. don't nobody hear. Don't nobody hear.
Shirley,
what?
The reason what, you can focus on just yourself bringing uh-huh. in the new year.
Okay, why?
But you couldn't do that the year before because you still by yourself.
Yeah. We're looking at the positive side of being single, Steve. Uh-huh. That's all.
No, there's no positive side. No,
you don't think so, Junior?
You need to find
all.
Somebody. Uh-huh. I remember the first time we moved to Atlanta. Uh-huh. First Christmas, yeah. I didn't go home when I moved to Atlanta.
All right. Yeah.
When I woke up and there was nothing.
No food, no boo, no nothing.
Yeah, I called home. I heard all that joy and laughter, and getting passed around on the phone ain't fun.
No.
Who is that? All these damn questions I'm
it's
coming
Junior.
With. Who is that?
Let me talk to him.
Who coming in? What y'all doing in there? Who is that? Who in there now? Is that the dough? What baby is that? What y'all looking at? You don't want to do that.
I like all of that.
You like being by yourself?
Love it, love it, love it.
You like being by yourself during the holidays,
mm-hmm.
though, Jay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen. That's what it sounds like.
To what?
That's what I'm talking about. Listen.
Right there.
That right there.
Okay, Christmas morning is like what at your house?
Listen, let me hear you. Listen. Don't you just love that?
No pots rattling.
Listen again. You maybe didn't hear it. Woo! In that joint.
So you got to be lonely. I don't want to hear that. You got to be lonely.
No pots rattling, no noise, no
let
laughter.
Let me let you hear it again. Listen. Not a damn thing. Woo!
And you love it.
Love it, love it, love it.
No company at all.
Don't come to my house. You ain't in the neighborhood because I ain't going to let you in. You know that? Yeah. We was just in the neighborhood. Yeah, well, you outside because you ain't coming in.
All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show with just one more thing, our last break of the day. Who was that, Junior or Tommy?
That was somebody.
I don't know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are with the last break of the day, just one more thing. It's yeah. tomorrow.
You got anything tomorrow. To say? You got something to say, man?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, man, the rate. Oh, you're asking Junior.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say. What I'm going to say? I'm going to be there. I'm going to have my cash. I'll be ready. That's all I got to say.
Stop
what
saying,
type of,
what
type of sneakers you wearing, Junior?
I got some running shoes. I got some Nikes.
Oh, okay.
I got running shoes.
Oh, okay.
What? Wow. Why?
No, I ain't going to be thought I'm going to run an Air Force One. I don't.
Nah. I've only known Tommy from coming on the show and being... So he's not going to have the cash.
No. I cannot believe
he's going to be mad.
Yeah.
If he loses.
And he's going to lose the race. All this is going to happen.
He's not going to be mad unless he loses. Oh, don't mix those two up together. If
see,
he loses.
Shirley, here's the problem.
What?
Tommy can't beat Junior in a sprint. Tommy could beat Junior running, but he can't beat Junior in a sprint.
Well, then why did... I wonder why he agreed to it.
Because he's stupid.
Because Tommy thinks...
That's why we take the bet, Shirley.
Seriously.
Pigeon caught up.
I just want Jay to know, Steve, how Tommy is when he gets mad.
Okay,
after,
okay.
You got to explain your nephew because...
All right, Jay, first of all, let me do this. Tommy is much greater in his own mind than he actually is.
He had a plane to catch, by the way.
Yeah.
So this frees me up to just go on and tell you. Tommy is much greater in his own mind. I mean, far and away. He thinks way more of himself than anybody else.
But isn't that a good thing?
I was
going to
say, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Right. You should be confident. You should love yourself, all
but
of that.
But when you let those thoughts get from without the inner you, once you let it come out how you feel about yourself,
you agree
you then open up yourself to criticism and, oh, no, the hell you ain't.
You agree to $5,000.
But now, Junior, because Tommy runs more than all of us on the show put together.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Always going out running. I'm going to run. I got to get these miles in.
6 miles in today, dog.
I'm
going to
do 6 miles. Then I'm going to go eat some fried chicken and some potato pie, some ice cream, get it back. Okay, that type of logic has always, like, thrown me off. That's why Tommy's look has never changed since you have known him. Tommy has looked the exact same. The entire
and what is
time
that, Steve?
You've known him.
What is that?
He just looks the same. He just
say
looks
what
like,
it is.
He just looks like a life-size turtle.
A what?
A life-size turtle.
And why, why do you say he looks like a turtle?
He looks like the dude on the wax bottle. Get the turtle wax bottle and hold it up. And look at Tommy from the side and tell me that ain't who that is.
Jay, he's going to be mad. He's don't come in here expecting him to speak to you and all of that.
Hypothetical. If he wins, how's Tommy going to be?
Mouth going to be running like a blender. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we cannot afford that on this show.
No, we cannot.
Oh, hell no.
But if he loses, man, here comes the excuses. Then he going to shut down.
The brooding Tommy. You'll get the brooding Tommy.
Then he going to actually turn on those who voted for him.
Me being number one.
Oh, yeah. He going to turn on Shirley so fast because he going to be mad at Shirley for voting for him. And then because Shirley going to want to know why she ain't get her $5.
Where's her money?
Because you all off in her shoe money now. Yeah. So Shirley going to have an attitude. Carla going to have a show enough attitude.
Oh, she's gonna key his car.
See, Mississippi Monica, who voted on Junior, she going to make a couple of statements to make him just want to commit suicide.
With your slow ass.
With your slow ass and your loss.
But she changed it and went with Tommy on
Friday. No, she didn't.
How could an ass be that high and slow?
You got all that ass. You ain't got a muscle in there to push your feet around?
Yeah, it's going to be ugly if he loses, Jay. Yeah.
And tomorrow, folks, listen to me. He's going to lose.
Don't expect him to come up to the J spot and do a night like
Junior
did. I almost got him booked
at the J spot, so if he loses, that's not going to happen.
Right? Oh, yeah, if he loses, forget about it. Yeah, that's not
going
to happen.
Because he can't face them people going, how the hell you let Junior beat you?
How you let the little sick-ass boy beat you run?
Yeah, because I'm going to come that night.
Speaking of the J spot, it's George Wallace tonight,
this week, J spot Comedy Club, Taco Headliner Tuesday, 5581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles, California. You better know it.
Tonight.
I got drinks now. Like Michael Collier said, them tacos a little slow coming out the kitchen. But once you get them, they're real good.
They're good. Now, they are good. They are good.
We got a full bar. We got everything. Yeah. Drinks, alcohol, two-drink minimum.
Minimum?
The two-drink minimum.
And, Steve, Tommy was a little salty with you because you are his uncle. By the way.
Yeah, he loves soccer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been his uncle. This ain't nothing new. I've been his uncle for 50 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
What they got to do?
Well, he wanted you to vote on him and not go against him.
I ain't ever voted on him. 50
you
years.
You know that.
You put your money on Prime when he raised Prime too.
Yeah. I told him.
I'm serious.
I told him not to go down there.
You did.
You don't understand.
Oh, he was talking so much trash.
He really thought he could beat me.
Yes. He was, really.
Okay. It was not even pretty, man.
Yeah. Yeah. He was doing this, wiping dust all out of his eyelashes.
He was mouth.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's online. Yeah.
You can look at it.
I told him not to go to Dion's boys called him and said, hey, man, crush this dude talking all this smack on this radio show. He ain't even an athlete.
All right, Steve, take us home. Tomorrow's the day.
Well, tomorrow's the day. Tommy and Junior race. I got all mine on Junior. See y'all next day. Hey, have a great weekend. And you'll be saying this to Tommy the rest of the year. And this is a sad way for him to kick off Christmas.
That's awful.
Oh, man.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.